Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. If you've got a golfer to buy a gift for, you could go to the Aloha Golf Center if you're on Oahu or in Vegas. They're on Kalani Street on Oahu, City Square Shopping Center. Or you could figure out where your golfer plays and then get a gift card. Or find out where your golfer wants to play and get a gift card for, let's say, Poipu Bay. And if you'd like to play around there, there's an 840, a 950, and an 1120. And they've got the very cool Ocean 9. You play the back nine. You've only got time for nine. You want to get on the course, go to the practice facility, hit some balls. They'll take you out, and you can play the back nine. It's absolutely perfect. Mauna Lani Resort Hawaii State Open is underway. Our featured course last week, hosting the State Open this week. Jacob Grudzinski, one of the mainland professionals coming in for the Open, leads Kyle Supa, Jared Sawada, Chris Egawa, three hot amateurs. And the pros, Parker McLaughlin, Nick Mason, Tad Fujikawa, all in the hunt. Brittany Yada leads the women's division. Mari Chan next, and Casey Nakama, the senior men's division. Well, Kevin Ginoza, he's the head professional at Waikoloa Golf Resort, the Beach and Kings Golf Courses, and he's going to tell us, he is our featured course of the week, and we're going to talk with him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. So call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
And Hyundai Tournament of Champions with one of the strongest fields ever, including number one player in the world, Jordan Spieth, all at Kapalua. Be on Maui for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. I've got a great show for you today. You can win the Tapata Golf in-home training program. It's a $180 value, and we're going to feature a beautiful golf course, the King's Course and the Ocean's Course at Waikoloa. It's home of one of the top collegiate events in the country. Kevin Ginoza, head professional, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. You've got two back-to-back shotgun tournaments today?
Yeah, just so happened, one of those days where we got about 120 going out on the beach course in about half an hour, and about a group of 40 on the King's course as well. So it's one of those days where we're all hustling and bustling, but it's a beautiful morning out here.
Ah, it's gorgeous. I've been sharing some photos, and it's absolutely spectacular. What is the collegiate event that happens every year at Waikoloa?
You know, we host one of the top collegiate events in early February, and it's called the AmerRE Intercollegiate. And there's a big supporter of the UH Halo Foundation. His name is actually AmerRE, and we got about 18 of the top NCAA Division I schools coming in for this tournament. So looking forward to it. This will be the 25th year that the Waikoloa Beach Resort is actually hosting it. So great event out here.
It's beautiful. And is it played on the King's Course?
Yes, all rounds are played on the King's Course.
Yeah, this is a Tom Weisskopf, Jay Morish designed course with petroglyphs along the Alakahakai or King's Trail that runs. Does it run through the course?
It actually runs just adjacent to the course.
Beautiful. I mean, but you could see those while you're. Could you scamper over as long as you don't slow down the round?
some of the trail, it's a little out there, but it's a little bit of a hike as far as from the golf course, but you can definitely see the trail. You know, one of the historic trails that leads from, I believe, from Kona all the way up to Hovey.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The whole part of the whole Kona coast is gorgeous. And, of course, the Hamakua court, it's just a beautiful island. And I don't think people realize just how large of it. I think three Oahus fit on the big island, or maybe it's five. Tell us about your signature par four, that fifth hole.
You know, in the fifth hole in the King's course, it's a great par four. It's about 320 from the back tees. It's definitely a strategic type of hole where it's a risk-reward kind of thing. So you can either go for the green, you know, carry the big bunker on the left, or you can play out to the right, have a good chip shot up.
We've also got the Oceans Course. That's the Robert Trent Jones designed. It's kind of, when I saw, you look at photos of it, it's like black and green. Is it built into lava?
Yeah, it was definitely built into lava. If you can imagine, 30 plus years ago when the resort was kind of just coming up, and they just had the vision of just creating the hole right there next to the ocean. And it's just a spectacular view when you get out there, number 7th hole on the beach course. You can just watch the whales kind of start jumping out there. I haven't seen them yet, but they're definitely on their way out here for the winter season.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's December. Maybe they haven't noticed that it's getting cold. It seems to be getting cold later in the year. But they should be coming out, certainly. One of the things the guys on Maui love is, like, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. You just see those whales breaching. And it's kind of a distraction at times, right? You're in your swing, and all of a sudden there's something catches, some action catches your eye. You gotta be careful. I mean, you could call that wildlife on the course in sort of a way. Yeah. Do you have wildlife on the course there at Waikoloa?
You know, in the past couple of months, we've actually had some wildlife come by. We have some nene goose that are kind of coming around from the mountainside. They're coming down to the Gulf, on the King's course especially. I think there's about 10 of them that are kind of cruising back and forth between either us or Mauna Lani.
Wow.
Kind of see them flocking back and forth, so.
And the nene is protected, right? What are people supposed to do when the nene comes through?
You know, definitely give them room if they actually have the right of way. How's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Let them play through.
If only we could get people to play through, you know, the people who are slow. As a head professional, what do you recommend to people who, you know, there's a foursome, they're obviously having fun, you don't really want, but you're playing, and you're just at a different pace, and it's really messing with your game. What do you tell people to do?
You know, that's always a tough one, and we always kind of recommend to the starters, and before they go out, just kind of advise what the pace of play is, especially if you're a single or a twosome. You may hit into the or catch up to the foursomes that are out there. So, you know, if there are issues that are that back up the golf course, we kind of recommend that they call the golf shop, and then we have the starters or then we have the marshals out there. Just to kind of expedite play and just make sure everybody has a great time out there.
Oh, that's a good idea. Somebody to come out and say, maybe even ask that foursome. Can you mind if these guys just play through? They're only two, it's going to take a couple. It only takes a couple of minutes. And you're having fun. You don't, you know, you can hang out and talk some more, take some pictures.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. So do you have any specials for, you know, it's the holiday season. We're trying to figure out what to get for friends. I think Waikoloa has a special for golfers.
Yeah, we got you can batch purchase rounds of golf via gift cards for your friends and family or merchandise here at the golf shop. If not, too, we also have multi-round packages available for visiting players who want to play both courses, the beach course and the King's course. So a lot of great options out here.
Great. And those are, you just come to the pro shop or can we get them online?
You can actually do both. Yeah, you can do it online from the comfort of your home. Or you can come into the golf shop and we'll be more than happy to set you up.
That's awesome. And one thing I wanted to say, you know, Makale is where you were for like 7 years. You started at Waikoloa. I went to Makale, and Makale has all kinds of fun events that they put together to bring golfers to the course. It seems like they're really working at growing the game.
Yeah, you definitely got to credit Lee Kagao up there at Makale, who's taking over the realm and, you know, definitely putting out some great events, such as I think they had a 9 and Nine and Dine or something. Or
yes.
Nine and Wine or something.
Nine and Wine, yeah.
Benefits of food banks or something. So, yeah, it's a great thing. He's got a good community out there to support the golf course.
Yeah, and the Waikoloa Beach and Kings Golf Course supports collegiate golf and lots of junior golf events. So we really appreciate everything you do for the community.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything coming up that you'd like us to know about?
We're just excited to have a great, looking forward to a 2016 year. We've got great events, such as the college event coming back up here.
Yeah.
Great course conditions right now, so, and perfect weather.
That's my next question. Tell us what kind of grass is growing on the greens.
Bermuda.
You have Bermuda.
I think the King's course is, specifically, it's a Tiff Dwarf. Tiff Dwarf 419.
Yeah.
It's funny. Nowadays, you know, everybody has all these hybrid
yes.
specifics. It gets kind of confusing at times already.
Yes. I was just wondering, because I know the Bermuda, then they had different strains of the Bermuda that you can really keep under control. So it's nice and tight on the greens. And is that on the King's course?
That is on the King's course. And the beach course actually has a common Bermuda out there. So it's a little older blade. So it's a little more grainy.
Yes, but you just need to know. You just ask. And what do you get the greens running at for the Amar Collegiate?
Definitely about 10.
A 10.
Yeah.
Well, we can see all of the top. I mean, these guys, a lot of the names that we see at, wasn't Jordan Spieth there?
Jordan Spieth was here back in 2012, I believe. He came with Texas, and they actually won the team title.
Yeah. And it's we can always see the new stars on the PGA Tour at Waikoloa. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, and have fun. Do you want to do a shout-out to any of your guys that are playing in those events today? You know, anybody you'd like to mention?
No, I just want to thank the guys coming out, playing out today, and then also want to wish the guys over at the Hawaii State Open good luck, and hopefully they play well today.
Oh, yes, and by the way, I mentioned some of the leaders. Anybody you're watching carefully?
Just a handful of it's a great field.
So it is a great
field. Everybody out there.
I was seeing Tad Fujikawa's playing, too, and Parker McLaughlin, you know, and Dean Wilson is playing. And the amateurs are doing exceptionally well against this seasoned crop of professionals. Nick Mason's back, Lele Hua graduate. He's won all kinds of events, mid-pack, of course, as has Parker. And when the Pearl Open was happening, Nick Mason was always contending there. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. What are the weather conditions like?
Yeah, you know what? It's actually pretty calm right now. So hopefully they can wind stay down so everybody can shoot some pretty good scores again. So
yeah, it'd be interesting to see if Jared Sawada, for instance, if he were able to, keep it going and he's right at the top and and beat the professionals. That's always fun. That's why the Governor's
awesome.
Cup is so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin Ganosa, head professional at Waikoloa Beach and Kings Golf Courses. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All righty. Have a great one.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk story with John Huggan later on, a little bit about the reaction in the golf world to some of the things that Mr. Trump has said. They're getting upset in Europe. And we've got Nancy Cross, the executive director, Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Joey Tadeo, the owner of Aloha Golf Center in Hawaii and Las Vegas. He's up next with more ideas. I understand his shop is slammed. That's a place to go, for things for your golfer or for yourself. That would be your golfer, right? My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It looks like it's going to be a partly sunny day today. Oahu and Maui in particular, some scattered showers, and the winds are out of the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. On the Big Island, though, the winds are a little bit different. The high today expected to be between 79 and 84. They are easterly still, but there's areas of haze. So that indicates that we still may be on the variable side at times. Could be very calm with very light winds, making the teeth on a golf course that close to the ocean's got to be the wind. And when the wind's not blowing, these guys are shooting lights out. We've got Jacob Grudzinski. He shot a 66 yesterday. That's 6 under and 3 amateurs. Kyle Supa, Jared Sawada, Chris Egawa. They shot 68, 69, 69 for Parker, Nick Mason, Dalen Yamauchi, and we also have Juan Rodriguez. They're all tied for fourth from Chris Egawa on down. It's amazing. This is a really tight board. Dean Wilson is in the mix, of course. Nainoa Caleb, Tad Fujikawa, Todd Rego, Ryan Acosta. I love on the senior division, of course. It's like you go to the senior division, you go, oh, look at that. It's Casey Nakama. Does Casey Nakama ever not contend? Mark Olson, Philip Chun, David Ishii, Jeff Costin, Jay Tice, Scott Simpson, Ivan Cunningham, Dave Eichelberger, Kevin Hayashi, Shane Abe, all playing today. It's going to be a great day at Mauna Lani Resort, Hawaii State Open. That's being played right now. Speaking of things to do that we could do right now for you to win, 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 we're giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program. It's endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly. They're unpaid. They don't get paid to say they really like this. It's a $180 value. If you're the ninth caller, we'll give you the code to the Tafata Golf 60-Day In-Home Golf Training Program. Opens the door to an entirely new way to learn the game of golf. A complete path to learning, training your mind, your body, your swing. It's yours if you are the ninth caller. It's 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 5467. Just be the ninth caller and you win. Speaking of winning, today at Montgomery Power Sports, it's the 12 days of Christmas sale. It's going on for the 12 days leading up to the 23rd. Okay. Today, off-road. No. It's the MX gear. Wow. Okay. This is, you know, for the dirt bike rider in your family, off-road, pant, jersey, gloves, pads, bags, big and small, socks, all of the gear that you need from MX. MX gear is 25% off for your off-roader dirt bike enthusiasts in your family. And there always is someone who's into it. So you got to get over to Montgomery Power Sports. It's a 12 days of Christmas sale. They've got all kinds of stuff coming up in the next 12 days. They're at 550 North Nimitz Highway, right next to Lee Lee Ha Bakery. All right, speaking of going to find goodies and things, let's go over to the Aloha Golf Center. And Joey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I was trying to talk to Joey just the other day, just via text, you know, and he said, I'll get right back to you. I'm with a customer. And an hour and a half later, he was still slammed with a customer. So business is good.
Business has been pretty good for us. You know, these last few weeks, I guess people are looking for Christmas gifts for their loved ones or for themselves. So it's been pretty much nonstop, which is good for us. There's no complaints here.
Excellent. That's what I was saying. Business is good. That's good. That's awesome. So you know, what's the best, if you don't know what to get a golfer, What would you recommend? Somebody just like, I have a friend, she plays. I don't really know much about golf. I want to get them something.
I can only speak from personal experience. Most of the time when you know someone plays golf, but they don't play golf, they'll get you, you know, like golf balls or a shirt. And it's so individual as to what you use, golf balls, shirts, clubs, whatever. I always like gift certificates, you know, to my favorite golf store, because I can pick out what I want. And some people think gift certificates are, you know, very impersonal.
Right.
But when golf tastes are so specific towards the golfer, I mean, it's going to be really hit or miss if you try and pick out a certain item, unless you know them and, you know, they like a Titleist Pro V1, or they like this type of Nike shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never go wrong with a gift certificate from your favorite golf store, or, you know, my favorite is cold hard cash, so I can buy it myself.
Then I can go wherever I want. But Aloha Golf Center is now in Hawaii, of course. It's been in Hawaii for a long time, but you're also in Las Vegas. How is your Las Vegas store doing?
Well, you know, our business is really word-of-mouth driven, and it's a little bit more seasonal up there, and we're kind of in a good season right now, so we're starting to get busier. There's more traffic coming in, and we're getting some real serious golfers that are hearing about it, coming in for fittings and checking out the store.
Yeah. Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas is in Summerlin. It's on Sahara Avenue near Canyon Gay, TPC Las Vegas, Badlands, the JW Marriott Las Vegas. So you've got a lot of courses in right around. Do they support you?
We're in a pretty central location,
yeah,
in terms of golf courses, and we're starting to get a lot of the area courses supporting us. You know, we have a lot of members from TPC Summerlin, from Canyon Gate, from Red Rock Country Club.
Far out.
Coming to visit us. Yeah, and even from the outlying courses, a lot of the members at some of the private clubs like Southern Highlands are starting to find us. So, yeah, we definitely love seeing, you know, the country club members in there, and they like their high-end equipment, and we certainly have our share of that.
You do. That's one thing the Aloha Golf Center specializes, because Joey Tadeo, the owner, and we're speaking with him now, he travels to all over the place. I mean, he goes to, of course, the mainland, and I was just thinking of, what is the name of that? You know, when they go into the oven?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but also to the Far East, and spends a lot of time in Japan as well, finding out what all the latest and most interesting new technology is. What I find fascinating is one of the most underrated parts in to the general public. It's the shaft of the club. You know, people always, you focus on the head, on the grip, but the shaft. When I found out there's a $7,000 shaft, it just blew my mind.
There's actually a $100,000 shaft.
Oh, excuse
for one
me.
One shaft, yeah. It can get pretty crazy, but, you know, most people say that the shaft is like the motor of the car, and to some respects, that it's true. having a properly fit shaft is going to make a world of difference for your existing club head or for the driver that you're looking to buy.
Wow. Now, could you do that? Can you fit a shaft for someone who's not very good, like myself?
Definitely. You know, we use a TrackMan launch monitor. If you're not familiar with that, it's a Doppler radar that picks up everything you're doing in your swing. We can see all the numbers in terms of launch, ball spin, ball speed, things like that. Really detailed, and we can definitely recommend a shaft that'll fit you. Even if you're a higher handicap players still have tendencies, still have patterns in their swings that we'll be able to spot out in a fitting and recommend the right shaft for that.
$100,000 shaft. One shaft, $100,000. I'm still trying to... what is it made out of?
Well, it's a Japanese company called Seven Dreamers, and their parent company has a contract with JAXA, which is Japan NASA, and they make satellites for JAXA. So they use satellite-quality carbon to manufacture these shafts and some other proprietary manufacturing techniques that just drive the cost way up.
You know, if for all the people who always poo-poo the space program, they have no idea how much the space program has impacted the quality of life and, in this case, the cost of a shaft.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're using such high-tech materials in golf nowadays, and a lot of those applications have been adopted from aerospace, you know, space program, automotive, things like that. So we definitely benefit from that trickle-down effect.
Yeah. Now, see, I think giving somebody a gift certificate to go have a club fitting would be a perfect idea. A lot of, you know, I should, probably, but then they won't go out and spend the money on themselves. You find something that somebody wants to, you know, I should get a pedicure. Go get it for them. You know, get them a gift certificate. That's the kind of thing where you know that somebody's not going to spend the money on themselves. Go get the gift certificate. So this is for a club fitting, honey. This will really help your game. I think that's a really good idea. How about, is TJ Kua still giving lessons?
TJ Kua is the man for lessons at the store, and he's currently playing in the State Open, so go TJ.
But, yay, TJ!
Yeah, hopefully he has a good round today.
Yes.
But, yeah, he is proficient with TrackMan and with D-Plane, which is what we teach there, and... So far, he's been a hit. All of the clients have really enjoyed his lessons, and we see a lot of repeat guys.
Awesome. Yeah, and here's TJ, Zach Griffiths, Clark Jones, TJ Kua, David Fink is in, Connor Wood, Derek Barron, Kyle Hayashi, Justin Nagan, Corey Kozuma, Corey Hubber. We just got this awesome field. Right now, Jacob Krasinski is in the lead with Kyle Supa, Jared Sawada, and Chris Egawa. Those three amateurs, I just think it's great. And then comes Parker McLaughlin, Nick Mason, many-time winners, and of course, Dalen Yamauchi, Juan Rodriguez, and Dean Wilson is back, and he's playing. It's a really great... We don't have a really big women's division, but we do have a women's division, and I think that's fantastic because when I started doing this show, there wasn't. Brittany Yada leads Mari Chun, Grace Asia, Alice Kim, Kristen Peterson, and Caroline Varette. I thought Kimberly Kim was going to be playing. We were talking recently with Wes, and he mentioned Kimberly Kim. I maybe something happened and she had to withdraw. Because I'd love to see her play again. She was such a great talent. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking right now with Joey Tadeo, the owner of Aloha Golf Center, all about the center, what you can find there, and what you can get for somebody as a wonderful holiday gift. We'll be back right after this, except my engineer has left the building. So we're just going to keep on talking. Okay, Joey?
Sure, just, no problem.
I just looked up and I went, whoa, I guess we can't take a break. So we're not going to take a break. And We're going to come right back and talk. Here we are. We're back now. Joey Tadeo, owner of the Aloha Golf Center, 1286 Kalani Street. They're up on the second floor in the City Square Shopping Center. That's where the DMV building is. And you go behind and there's the long buildings and you go down by, what is the name of the Hawaiian food store?
Young's Fish Market.
Young's Fish Market. Really good food. So go eat Young's Fish Market. Go upstairs at the Aloha Golf Center and find something really cool because you also have accessories that a person who's a golfer would need. Something that's not really expensive. Let's say the kids want to get dad or mom something.
We have a little bit of everything for people looking for, you know, last minute gifts or something that's inexpensive. Like definitely golf balls, you know, Titleist Pro V1, like I said, everyone likes getting that because it's basically the ball that everyone knows. We have apparel, we have headwear, footwear, and pretty much anything you are looking for, we might have something that you can find, you know, head covers, things
even
like that.
Even the Hydro Flask.
Hydro Flask is definitely one of our best sellers, and we were one of the first in the golf industry in Hawaii to have it, and it's still going strong after all these years.
Yeah, so, you know, that's something that everybody should have, a flask of water. You've got to stay hydrated playing this game, one of the first rules. Because if you start losing, you know, if you start dehydrating your body, your brain goes. The brain needs water. Do you ever feel like that? You feel kind of fuzzy-headed? You're not thinking straight? You're not sure?
Definitely. You know, one of our better players who's now in college, he believes that you definitely need to stay hydrated and you definitely need to eat to keep your mind focused on the task at hand, which is playing a good round of golf.
Yeah. And you don't realize that the wind, it may not seem hot, but the wind is still all the moisture. You don't even know that you're perspiring and that's
especially
all.
If you're playing in somewhere like Vegas where you have high heat, but, you know, not so much humidity where you're not sweating, you're still losing a lot of moisture and you definitely need to keep hydrated. Don't want to have heat stroke on the course.
You used to play a lot. Do you still get a chance to get out on the course?
I'll play maybe once or twice a month these days. That's a lot of golf for me. But, you know, being a small business owner, that's kind of what I've accepted, especially having to fly back and forth to the two stores.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, well, you know, when we're in this business, I think Raf got locked out. I hear somebody pounding on a door. So what I'm going to ask you to do, let's see now, is the camera, can you, I'm going to run down the hall while you explain. I really like this camera. This is something else you can get as a gift certificate. Everybody struggles with their putting. Okay. Now, over at the Aloha Golf Center, there is this awesome camera. How much does it cost?
Several thousand. Yeah.
Several thousand dollars. Yes. What it'll do, you're going to explain that, Joey, and I'm going to be right back. So while you just explain how this camera works, and I'll be right back, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
We have a high-speed camera that basically takes over 1,000 frames per second. We can analyze your putting, analyze how the ball rolls, how it skids, and play it on the big screen. From there, we can basically determine what type of putter head would be good for you, what type of loft, what type of lie angle. It's just one of the services that we offer to our clients.
It's really good. It's really good. Because I came in when you showed me how my putter head, you could tell whether I was going to, whether it went a little crooked. If when I came down to stroke the ball, if it went, my club head went a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, or I was going straight through. And how do you correct for something like that?
A lot of people think, you know, immediately that it's their putter that's, you know, the culprit of poor putting. But, you know, seeing so many people come in and do a putter fitting, you know, a lot of it is going to be fundamental stuff. You know, like, are your eyes over the blade, you know, in a correct position?
Mm-hmm.
Are your hands in a correct position? Is your stroke, you know, technically sound? So we look at those things first. Then a lot of times, you know, there's one of those things are going to be the culprit. We correct that. And then
once their stroke looks a little better, their setup looks a little better, we can certainly recommend the right putter, you know. If they need a face balance, if they need a more something with a toe hang, some, you know, we can get very specific. But it goes hand in hand. Instruction and fitting always go hand in hand. So, you know, it's always going to be a little bit of technique, and it's going to be a little bit of equipment.
That's so true. And when you talked about eye placement, learning the correct eye placement in relationship to the putter is another facet. At Aloha Golf Center, Joey Tadeo, the owner, talking with us about club fitting and putting, and you can get your putter fitted for you, you know. Some people, you know, you just think, oh, that's the shaft is X long, you know, and that's, and there's my head, and that's all I need. No, there's ways of fitting. I mean, now they make adjustable putters. And I was wondering when the adjustable driver came to be, I thought to myself, I wonder when they're going to adjust the putter. And I, no one could really give me an answer. And oh, there we go, adjustable putters. But you still need somebody to figure it out for you when you're not really good to find out where the right thing is, right?
It's always good to have a second set of eyes, especially a second set of professionally trained eyes to take a look and see what ails you, pretty much.
Now, at Aloha Golf Center, and the reason, you know, they're Bettinardi certified fitters. Who else? Miura, also, right? Tell me some of the places, the people that you're certified with and that you carry that other shops may not.
We do like to do a lot of the Japan brands. So we have Miura, we have Epon in Las Vegas, we do Honma. We also have a pretty new exciting brand called PXG, Parsons Extreme Golf. I'm not sure if you've read up on it, but it's a really interesting story where the former owner of GoDaddy, Parsons, Bob Parsons. Yeah.
I read something about that, and I was wondering, how can I get him on the show?
Well, I'll definitely, you know, mention that, you know, you'd like to have Mr. Parsons on the show. I think he's a real cool guy, you know, very innovative thinker,
yeah.
and it shows in his golf equipment.
And that's PXG.
PXG, correct.
And you've got hit that in Hawaii as well as Vegas.
Correct. Yeah, we are the only ones in Hawaii and Vegas to have PXG, and their equipment, I have to say, I'm pretty impressed. It's pretty awesome.
And this comes from a guy who's traveled around the world to see all of the impressive things, like the $100,000 shaft.
I've seen a lot of things in my travel, and I have to say, you know, if you're talking about a performance iron, the PXG right now is a standout.
That's fantastic. Is there any... Okay, so this is Joey Tadeo. Aloha Golf Center, it's at 1286 Kalani Street, City Square Shopping Center on the second floor, and that's right above Young's Fish Market. So, you know, if you go eat Hawaiian food, really good, then you go upstairs, or you go upstairs and then you go eat, because, you know, you've been working so hard figuring out what you're going to get for yourself, probably. You can get a lesson from TJ Kua, fitting all these cool pieces, and Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas is in Summerlin on Sahara Avenue, 9440 West Sahara. Always fun talking with you, Joey. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much.
All right. Happy holidays, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and GEM electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Liha Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the tires grab the road.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Another great gift certificate opportunity for you. And you heard Joey say, you know, gift cards aren't, you know, they're perfect. And one perfect place to go is Poipu Bay Golf. Okay. And they can give you a gift certificate and then the person can use it for, let's say they don't play a lot of golf or he's not going to play 18 holes. Well, you don't have to play 18 holes. You see, that's the whole thing about golf. Just because you get on the golf course doesn't mean you have to finish 18 holes. Nobody's out there saying, okay, you know, but there's the Ocean 9 in the morning until 8:30. So they can go to the course, they can warm up a practice facility. Then one of the guys from the pro shop will drive you out to the back nine, the Ocean 9. It's beautiful in the morning. It's quiet. You're kind of alone, right, until 8:30. Okay, that's $99. Perfect. All right, in the afternoon at 4:30, there's the practice and play. So you go out and you get to, you know, hit some balls, use the practice facility, all of that, balls, practice facility, it's all part of it. And then you get a cart and then you play three holes, just three holes. It's perfect, you know, and it's a 3, 4, and 5. So you're doing all of the parts of golf. And that's what you get to do at Poipu Bay Golf Course. So that's what I recommend. Here on Oahu, if you have a little dirt bike rider in your world, an off-roader, the MX gear is 25% off today. That's right, at Montgomery Power Sports. So pant, jersey, gloves, pads, socks, bags, big and small, 25% off. It's awesome. All right, that's all over at 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery. We've got a great event coming up, and this may be the best Hyundai Tournament of Champions we've had in a long time. I don't mean that they're not always fabulous. I go. I'll be there. I always have a great time. There is always great golf. There's always great vistas. It's a beautiful experience. It's Kapalua. It's amazing, okay? But this year, we've got like... I know we have the number one player in the world coming, and we've got Nancy Cross. Nancy Cross is the executive director, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's January 7th to January 10th, Thursday to Sunday. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you, Danielle. I couldn't agree with you more. Just to let you know, we also can have spectators on January the 6th, which is our Pro-Am day. And a great day for, you know, kids to kind of take photos and get autographs. So, you know, be sure to come out January 6th through 10th.
Excellent. And I was looking at, you know, we've got the Jason Day, the Ricky Fowler, and the Jordan Spieth. Those are the three of the top players in the world. You know, they talk about the big four. We've got three of the big four coming. Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, the number one player in the world, won the Valspar Championship, Masters, of course, followed that with the U.S. Open, John Deere Classic. He went and played after winning the Open, the Tour Championship by Coca-Cola. Justin Thomas, you got to keep an eye on Justin Thomas. He won his first event. Good friend of Jordan Spieth. This is an awesome field.
Yeah, don't they call them the class of 2011 because they all kind of started out at that time?
Yeah.
A lot of them, Smiley Kaufman, But yes, and Jason Day didn't have too bad of a year either, did he, Danielle?
No, no.
Winning five tournaments.
I know. The Farmers Insurance, the RBC Championship, PGA Championship, the Barclays, the BMW Championship. There was even talk this year about whether the Player of the Year would be Jason Day after his finish. But then Jordan Spieth won the Tour Championship and kind of solidified his hold on that position. So this has been an amazing year.
Yeah.
Really, and to see all of these guys come, and Jim Furyk, who won, you know, the RBC Heritage.
RBC, yeah.
Right, at 51, we've got the young guys, we've got the guys who've been playing for a long, Patty Harrington.
How about Davis Love the Third?
Yeah.
I mean, Davis, past champion here at Kapalua in the Lincoln Mercury days, title sponsor. So, I'm super excited. Dustin Johnson, of course, a British Open champion, Zach Johnson, and I love Graham McDowell, and he's coming back too, really has started to have a resurgence at the end of the year. Bram Snedeker, so many great players, Bill Haas,
Bubba Watson, who's playing really, really great golf. He's in Malaysia, I'm not sure where, Thailand, and he's the one who used driver off the deck for one of the first, on television, people had never seen that before. And at Kapalua, on the plantation course, it was the 18th, and he goes, driver, driver. And everybody's like, wow, Bubba. It was a very exciting moment. So this is,
and we can't count out our defending champion Patrick Reed, which I mean he does not give up either. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that it's an epic competition. I know it will be, but really exciting. And a lot of contenders there on the last day.
Yeah, Patrick Reed has been playing in Europe, having a wonderful time, really sharpening and honing his game. And I believe he's fifth in the world now. I mean, he's creeping in. It's just amazing. The field that we've got coming this year is stellar. A stellar field, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And if you're thinking, well, I'd love to go, but I've got the kids. It's a family-friendly event, yes?
Totally, Danielle. And, we always say it's the best tournament to get up close and personal to the professionals. I know you've been to a lot of tournaments, and it's, hard to see, if the crowds are three deep, you can't even barely see them, and especially if you're like me at 4'11". But, totally, youth 18 and under are allowed in free with a ticketed adult, and Wednesday's tickets are only $15 a person in advance. So when you think a family of four, $30 for all day of great fun. It's a great deal, and our tickets are sold online at pgatour.com/Hyundai. But now, for people on Maui, if you want to avoid those ticketing fees, they're also sold at the Bay Course and Plantation Course golf shops. And starting December 15th, they're going to be sold at the ABC store in Kihei, the one only across from Kamaoli Park One. The store in Hana Kauai and the Honolulu store right here at the Kapalua Resort. One other thing I want to mention that's new is our public parking has moved to the Lahaina Civic. We've increased shuttles, so, we won't have any hiccups there. Free parking, free shuttles. So a great day for family. Paradise Grill is our concessionaire, so they'll have some good food. And, of course, if you buy a clubhouse ticket, which people often say, what's the difference? The difference is the clubhouse gets you into the grounds, but it also gets you into the Plantation House restaurant where they have an upscale menu for purchase.
Excellent. So that's the clubhouse ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. And what else you can see during the – I'm not sure if it's set up in the same place this year, but – in years past, you'd watch Golf Channel broadcasting from the Lanai. I think it's right off the Plantation restaurant.
Yeah, they used to do that. They've actually moved. They'll be doing some in a private home. I think that's what they did last year. But speaking of Golf Channel, you know, we've got Peter Jacobson coming out as an announcer. And again, another one of our Kapalua past champions, down when we had the Isuzu Kapalua International at the Bay Course, and Frank Nobilo, Rich Lerner. So I'm excited to have him back here, and I know he'll do a great job for us on the telecast.
Absolutely. They're wonderful people, you know, great broadcasters and really cool people. I met Frank getting coffee. It was one morning where just everybody's just out getting some exercise, jogging, and it's a very, very, very relaxed, very a wonderful event. Are you having the Aloha Kickoff this year?
We are. We're still coordinating our entertainment, but Clifford Naoli, the cultural advisor of the Ritz-Carlton, always coordinates that for us and does a such a beautiful job of, you know, blessing the competition. So that will be Thursday, which is our first round, and it'll be prior to the tee time. So our gates, just so everyone knows, on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, our gates will open at 7 o'clock, and Thursday and Friday, our gates will open at 9 o'clock. So the kickoff on Thursday should be about 9:30. And I mention that especially for the weekend when, you know, the competition's really going to be epic, as I say, to be sure to come out early because we will have an early finish, you know, maybe about 2 or 3 o'clock on the weekend.
Oh, that's really good that you mentioned that because that puts us right in the prime time window on the mainland?
Right. I think it's 1 to 7. Eastern Standard Time. So that's why this important, this event, you know, is, I feel, so important and so beneficial to Maui and Hawaii because, you know, what other, obviously along with Sony and Mitsubishi, because we, you know, just showcase not only the plantation course in Maui, but the state of Hawaii. We showcase all the different activities that there are available, whale watching and zip lining and you name it, on the telecast. And it's just one of the biggest marketing vehicles for the state, you know, as well as a huge economic impact and, as you said, a big charitable impact.
Oh,
so we
huge.
Hope everyone will come on out, you know, and support the event, which in the end supports so many Maui community organizations.
Was it last year 350,000 for?
Yeah, approximately. Uh-huh.
For a Lahaina Luna High School Foundation. I don't know if I have the updated list. The Boy Scouts of America, Maui County Council. They've been recipients. Friends of Children's Justice Center, Kalima O Maui has been a recipient. HSJGA, Maui Junior Golf also has benefited. So it's.
And Hale Makua, I couldn't remember if you said that, but
I didn't.
Hale Makua, yeah.
Hale Makua, there we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And they are fantastic partners with us. They help us with volunteers. They help us offset our costs, you know, by getting services for us donated.
Wow.
You know, yeah, it's not just like at the end, oh, here's a check for you. They really are involved in the event, in promotions. They do banners. They pass out rack cards, posters, you name it. These folks do it. Wash cars. I mean, they're amazing. Along with our, I call them our regular volunteers, you know, who are just an unbelievable team, you know, and we couldn't do it without them. So it's a great partnership, and you know, just also big thanks to the plantation course and, you know, Kapalua Troon golf staff that really help us put this on every step of the way. So,
yes, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful event because, as you said, you don't have to worry about whether or not you can see. First of all, the plantation course is so spacious. You know, if you held a tournament there, you'd pretty much see just about everything. But in this case, it's not like a 100,000 people are coming on that same day. And you'll be able to see people that you just watch on television. You'll be able to see them as they're swinging the club, you know, right? You'll be able to watch. You'll be able to hopefully learn. You'll be lucky, of course, if you actually see the club head hit the ball, because their club head speed is so fast. It's really something. It's great. Alex Chechka is coming. Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, Matt Every, Stephen Bowditch, Jim Furyk, Fabian Gomez, Emiliano Griot. That is really cool. He is, he's been hunting on the European tour, now a member of the PGA tour. Bill Haas, James Hahn, Zach Johnson, loved watching Zach win 1 year. Dustin Johnson, maybe Dustin will pull it off this year. He came awfully close.
He plays well here. Yes. And I'm excited to, I don't think we've had Brooks Koepka here. You know, so I'm excited to see how he plays out here. You know, looks like a big, big, strong guy.
Yes, so, he is. He is a big, strong guy, and he's a. They say keep your eye on Brooks Koepka because he's going to be one of the players on the PGA Tour. Nancy Cross, thanks so much for being on the show.
You bet. Thank you so much, and I just want to mention we got a couple of pro-am spots back from a sponsor, so we do have a couple of spots available. They won't last long. It's going to be a wonderful experience for anyone that would actually like to play in the Pro-Am. We also part of the package is the All-Amateur Tournament, Pro-Am Hospitality, the Draw Party. So give me a call if anyone's interested at 808-665-9160. Danielle, I look forward to seeing you in a very few short weeks here.
I know, it's just tomorrow.
And we're going to have a fantastic competition. Kids, come on out. Make your parents bring you. You're going to see, you know, these guys are the hot item of now and the future. So
they are.
Mm-hmm.
We're on. Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay, Danielle. Thank you.
Aloha.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Nancy Cross is the executive director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, January 7th through the 10th. But you can go on Pro-Am Day, which is the 6th, and it's probably a whole lot of fun when the guys aren't quite as deep into concentration, because after all, and there's Pro-Am spots. We just heard some Pro-Am spots are open. That includes the All-Amateur Tournament, and the number to call again is 808-665-9160. Now, we're supposed to be going to South Africa, and I'm hoping that we're going to South Africa. It would be our wonderful Michael Patrick Shields. He's in one of my bucket list places, but I started this bucket list when I was, 16, and I saw pictures of Durban, and I went, gotta go there. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports.
where the rubber hits the road.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM Honolulu, KGU-AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Michael Patrick Shields, golf writer, travel writer, host of Michigan's Big Show. Are you still with Travel Tattler, sir?
Yes, ma'am, and also Forbes.com starting in January.
Forbes.com? Oh, you. And listen,
yeah.
I'm looking at your some of your lodgings. Okay, first off, I'm just so excited. Kruger National Park, Jock's Safari Lodge, open air sleeping with the nets and everything. It's like a movie set.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And you say, I heard you say that it's a bucket list. And I sure am glad, you know, in 15 years, you and I have been doing this from locations around the world. We know the game is very global. And I hear people say, when you tell them you're coming to South Africa, they get a sort of mystical look in their eye, like, gosh, I wish I could do that. I can't believe you're going down there. And sure enough, here I am. I'm talking to you right now like it's next door, and I've made a hot foot around this country and been to Leopard Creek is the golf club that's right next to the park that you talked about there.
Wow.
And, you know, I have to say, it's funny. There are many times on the number of courses we've been to, San Lemire and Durban Country Club and Zimbale, that it reminded me of Hawaii. Except, you know, if you don't mind seeing a giraffe in the rough or monkeys stealing your cell phone, it's really outrageous fun. Outrageous fun.
You know, the sign that says monkeys may drop in for a visit during your meal, and I also like the one that says...
That was the Oyster Box Hotel.
Okay, yeah. Also, the kindly keep windows and doors of rooms closed due to monkey business.
They're pretty crafty, from what I'm told. They'll come right in and sort it out. But so this is less normal life here, and for the rest of us that come, it's jaw-dropping fun. And there's a place too here called Legend, and it's got a drop-off. It's a par three that is about a 1,000-foot drop, and so literally it's the 19th hole. You ride up on a helicopter, and they give you 6 shots at it because you're hitting down to a green that's 1,000 feet below. That's the shape of the continent of Africa. That's just over-the-top outrageous, isn't it?
Did you take the helicopter up there?
Oh, that's, that's not for the weak of heart.
No,
not
I know.
For the weak of heart.
I've seen people do that. I mean, I've seen them try to hit that green in pictures. And I've always thought, and I think there was like a YouTube video of it. I went, God, that's like so far down.
But the interesting part, we're right now, I'm tied, you know, I listed off some of the great golf courses of South Africa, and we're speaking to you right now at the most impressive, most important golf club in all the country, and I'm sitting at the desk, literally, of Tyrone Farrell, who's the head golf professional at the Links at Fan Court. And there are a number of courses here, but this Links course, as you know, was the site of one of the most famous competitive golf events ever, the President's Cup. Extra holes. And it was Ernie Els, who was in the shop here earlier today, versus Tiger Woods. And as I recall, they ran out of light. But, you know, you shouldn't let me tell the story because our man Tyrone was there. You were here when it happened.
Tyrone?
Yes, I was. Yes.
You experienced it. What was it like?
I wasn't employed at the club at that stage. I was just a fellow, you know, tourist. And, it is incredible. From the first hole that I saw the playoff, you know, from Ernie up and downing from near impossible situation at the back of the first green, you know, back down to the second hole, you know, the par three where, you know, Tiger made a spectacular 20-foot putt for par. And,
yes.
You know, Ernie was left with an eight-footer. You know, with the President's Cup on his shoulder, and you know, eventually making the putt, and then seeing Gary play and Jack Nicklaus get together, and call it off. It was phenomenal to be there and witness it.
Oh, phenomenal sportsmanship. It was amazing. Of course, a lot of people criticized it, but at the same time, I thought it was fantastic. It was such a capper to an amazing event that was played at the Lynx at Fancourt, the President's Cup. I wonder if it'll come back to South Africa. I would love to have just about any excuse. I love Durban. I saw pictures of the city built on the, it's like right on the sand and just this expansive ocean. In amazing, amazing. Has it changed a lot in 30 years?
Durban, yes, very much so. You know, it's very populated. It's got a high density population, but it's got a lovely climate. It's got a big, fantastic sporting facilities. You know, in terms of our local, cricket and rugby are pretty much our national sports, and it, you know, attracts a lot of that in terms of tourism and so forth. I've not been there myself in recent years, but I do believe it's still a fantastic, destination. You know, the climate's pretty good, very subtropical. You got very good game reserves close by, and then like I said, within an hour or so forth from the city itself, there's fantastic golfing opportunity as well.
And
so
how
it's really quite a good destination.
What city are you close to? The Lynx at Fancourt.
We're in I wouldn't quite say if it's a city yet, but it's definitely a growing town. It's George. It's at the foot of the Otanico Mountains in what we call the Garden Route, which is a district within the Western Cape, which is in our capital city of the Western Cape district is Cape Town.
Oh, so maybe that's where I need to go.
I definitely recommend it. I've spent quite a lot of time in Cape Town, and it's a beautiful city. It's got everything that you want from a city. It's got, you know, fantastic sightseeing, great activities for families. It's the wining and dining is very good. It's got the well-known wine district in Stellenbosch, which is about 40 minutes drive from the city center of Cape Town. So that's really that's definitely a bucket list for anybody. I could recommend you, definitely.
You've sold me, and I like the idea that George is in a very big city, and then I can just come over to the Lynx at Fancourt, or a course that'll have me. Can anybody play the Lynx at Fancourt?
Well, the golf course, we've got our own membership, so members are entitled, and then we are affiliated with the Fancourt Hotel, which is the property we set on, and we hotel guests are permitted to play.
So there's my end.
We are limited to 10... Yeah, 10 four balls a day we do allow, so there's quite a bit of opportunity to play, and it's a must. I must say, you have seen, I know the American publication of Golf Digest is rated as 34th in the world, so that is a course for any golfer to make a turn by. It really is exceptional.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time. This impromptu moment,
perfect.
Yes, it was perfect. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Michael Patrick Shields, golf writer and travel writer, always brings the most interesting people on me when we do shows together. I think he was in Ireland, and all of a sudden I was talking with a lass who was delivering big beers. I can't remember exactly what pub that was. Yes. Michael, are you there? Ah. Okay.
Ernie Elswine last night at his brand new restaurant in Durban, and tonight I understand we're going to taste some of Louis Oosthuizen's wine. I didn't know he had wine, and we're going to do that tonight too. And I know you love accents too.
Oh well. Did you hear me talking about the lady that you put on the radio with me when you were in Ireland?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay, I couldn't hear you for
remember
a minute.
That bagpiper in Scotland.
Yes, that was amazing. I never know who I'm going to talk with when you come on the show. It's wonderful.
Great. Well, if it had been a couple of hours earlier, apparently Ernie Else walked right through here. He lives here, and he's enjoying some downtime right now. In a couple of days, Gary Player will be back here, as I understand it, and Retief Goosen has family living right on the property. So this is a really cool place. Hey, when you drive in the gates here and you sit down on the veranda at the resort here to have lunch, all the stress just goes away.
Is that on your
really
Facebook page, that courtyard buffet that I was looking at? It looked like a movie set. Is that where you were at?
That was at the Oyster Box Hotel in Durban, which to me is a little bit like Honolulu, because you're right, the city is right on the beach on the Indian Ocean there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very old-fashioned hotel. In fact, Vladimir Putin stayed there a couple of years ago. And a couple of years ago, too, it was Prince Albert who had a sort of a wedding reception there. And you know I'm big pals of his.
Yes, so you've met.
It's a really significant world hotel.
Yes, yes. Well, Michael Patrick Shields, thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much. Come on down here. It's easy enough to do. You can get some nice nonstops from the continent, and we'll see you here.
I love you. Michael Patrick Shields, golf writer, travel writer, tattler, TravelTattler.com, and coming soon, Forbes.com. We're going to check in next with John Huggan. He's in the UK right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Endian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, wear the tires, grab the road.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
In Hawaii, it's the Maunalani Resort Hawaii State Open. In Florida, it's the 2015 Franklin Templeton Shootout. Harris English and Matt Kuchar now are in the lead, 22 under. Daniel Berger and Charlie Hoffman tied with Jason Duffner and Brant Snedeker, 21 under. You got to wonder where these guys will end up. This is not even the finish, so... Well, I don't know, 50 under? We're going to talk now with John Huggan, golf writer, Golf World Magazine, GolfDigest.com. Welcome, John.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. I was just in South Africa. You're just back from Australia.
I am, yes. It's slightly warmer in Australia than it is here in Scotland right now. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit? it must have been exciting being there to watch Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott. What's your takeaway from that?
Well, the Australian Open, you know, it's long been one of my favorite events, and I think it kind of slipped down the pecking order over the last, you know, 20 years or so, but it really should, a title like the Australian Open really should be in the, you know, certainly in the top dozen championships available in the world, I would say. And it's getting back to what it was. I mean, the last couple of years, obviously Matt Jones won this year, but Jordan Spieth won last year and Rory McIlroy the year before. So they're getting some good winners.
They are, and winners who are willing to go back, like Jordan Spieth did, you know, to defend his title. They're willing to travel down. And when you travel to Australia, you've got to... Like, how long were you there?
I was in the country for 2 weeks, which is... It's kind of the minimum. 3 weeks is actually the ideal minimum time to go because it's certainly from the UK, it's an 11-hour time difference, so it takes maybe about a week to recover from the trip.
I get that. You know, if you're traveling from the UK down, for us, it's a 16-hour flight. How long were you traveling to get there?
Well, it's just, you're actually in the air for maybe 23 hours. It takes over a day of your life to get from here to there.
So
it's a long time in it, especially when you're in economy.
In economy class, yes, especially. It's a day out of your life, maybe even longer, the toll it takes. So you're back, you're from, you know, what is your favorite course? Did you get to play?
I played, actually, briefly on the second week I was there. I went to Barnbougle Dune and Lost Farm on Tasmania, which I do every year with my pal Mike Clayton, former European Tour player. It was blowing an absolute gale, but it was great fun. The courses there are wonderful. They're absolutely classic Lynx style, and almost, you can almost get as windy as you like, but, and it still remains playable because you can land the ball short of most of the greens and run the ball in, which is just like being at home for me, really.
I love it. I hear so much as good about the golf courses in Australia. It feels like like Melbourne, you know. It should be there. I should go there, just like I was talking about going to South Africa. When you travel the way you've just traveled, you really, Gary Player stands out as even a more formidable human being. The fact that he traveled as much as he did and does, and still so incredibly fit and in shape. The last time we talked, John, we were talking about Chambers Bay and all kinds of things Chambers Bay, but I wanted to kind of get your take a little bit about some controversy that Donald Trump somehow has managed to pull off again. He just opens his mouth and says whatever whatever. But this is some background for people. Someone unceremoniously ripped, shredded Donald Trump's image and his name from one of the Dubai properties, DAMAC property, that apparently lately Donald Trump, in the past many years actually, has been selling his name. Like, we have a Trump hotel here, but it's not like he was here building it, advising on it. He just sold his name so they could put his name on the building, which is what he has been doing. It's his brand. He sells his name to put on properties around the world, like this DAMAC property in Dubai, a luxury hotel, and two golf courses. Hey, well, not everybody is saying exactly what they'd like. They're saying, well, we're not going to talk about Donald Trump and his presidential candidacy. But except this one fellow at the Trump Towers, it's because Donald Trump said he wanted to ban Muslims from the United States, okay? Bulent Kural, the general manager of Trump Towers, didn't hold back. He says his company regrets and condemns Trump's comments, and they are assessing the legal dimension of the relationship with the Trump brand. Well, okay, so what does that have to do with Europe? Well, in Scotland, the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, is withdrawing Trump's membership in Global Scot, an international business network. Robert Gordon University stripped him of his honorary degree. Scottish Government International Development Minister called Trump's comments hate speech. He's being labeled fascist, bigot, and racist. And some Scottish National Party MPs want to ban him from traveling to the UK. There's already 500,000 signatures on that petition. So, obviously, the folks in Scotland don't appreciate Mr. Trump's comment. Is this a general feeling, John Huggan, or is this just the politicians taking a stand?
Well, he's always been a polarizing figure, shall we say, in Scotland. I haven't actually seen his golf course up near Aberdeen, simply because people, I'm sure, didn't tune into your radio show to hear my political views, but suffice to say that I find much of what he has to say kind of lacking in intellectual integrity. I mean, some of the things are absolutely outrageous, as you just pointed out, some of the things he said recently. In terms of golf, though, he's given the RNA, the PGA of America, and the USGA a terrible problem because they're going to have to make a decision. They've all got relationships with them in various ways. I think there's the USGA and the PGA of America have got major championships scheduled for Trump courses in the next few years. Plus Trump Turnberry, which, as it's now known, is on the Open Championship rota. It's presently being redone and improved. I mean, the changes to Turnberry are going to make it a better golf course. But that's by the by. If the RNA decide, like, along with the USGA and the PGA of America, that Trump is simply beyond the pale and they cannot possibly be seen to have a relationship with the man, especially when, you know, golf, the participation levels are a problem, shall we say, just about worldwide now, and the game needs to be more inclusive. And with the best will in the world, no one, I think, would argue that Donald Trump, or many of his recent comments, encourage inclusiveness, more the opposite. So golf's got a problem with Trump. They're going to have to draw a line somewhere. It might already have happened that they've decided that his comments are, you know, unacceptable in a game that wants to grow worldwide. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if we see announcements over the next few months that the US Open and the PGA Championship and maybe even the Open won't be going to courses owned by Mr. Trump.
I read yesterday that the PGA Tour, is considering moving the Doral event, the WGC Cadillac, in 2016. You know, not they'll play it in 2016, but they'll move it. I thought, well, what's the point? I don't understand. Why don't they just move it now?
That's right. I mean, where do you draw the line? That's the position that they've been put in. They have to decide. Has he said enough at this point, or does he need to insult some other group of people somewhere in the world before they decide that enough is enough? As I say, he's put them in a very, very difficult position because no matter what they do now, they're going to be criticised. If they announce it now, they're going to be sent. People will say, well, why didn't you do it before? And if they wait, you know, for them to do something else, they're going to get even more criticism. So, as you say, they might be better just to get it done. I'm not sure. I wouldn't like to be in their position right now. But, I mean, I know what I would do, but it's that, you know, it's up to them at the end of the day. And, as I say, it wouldn't surprise me if things are already, movement has already been made towards taking the things away from them, those great championships.
Yeah, there are so many players who have sponsorships that are based in Muslim countries, and they're wearing them all over their attire and their golf bags. And I'd be surprised if some of the European Tour players would want to even play in some of the events if their sponsor, you know, has been. It's just disgusting what he says.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's going to be pressure, you know, on the players from all kinds of angles, as you point out. One of them will be financial. Some of the sponsors will have close ties with Muslim countries or Muslim companies. It's a very, very difficult thing. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I would cut the ties with them right now if I was in charge of any of these at the USGA, the PGA of America, or the RNA. I think he's insulted enough people that you wouldn't have any problem justifying cutting him loose.
Yes, time to move on. Yes, let's finish or move on to a much. Much more lighthearted, if you will. I see Rory McIlroy has managed to recover, but he's not gun shy. I was so surprised. Rory's reportedly engaged to his girlfriend, Erica Stoll. And I didn't know there was a TMZ Sports. I had no idea. So I just find it interesting the way we're starting to report on golf. You said you didn't know whether my listeners are tuned in to hear your political comments, Well, unfortunately, politics and golf, you know, are very, very closely entwined. And we have this entertainment aspect to the game now that seems to be so critical to report that it gets on TMZ Sports. The other thing I'd like
that's in some ways a good thing. I mean, I was, as I said, I spent some time in Australia with Mike Clayton, a good friend of mine, and his wife is maybe the One Direction biggest fan. And the guys in One Direction, not that I know any of their names, I'm actually much too much of a old fuddy-duddy to know who they are, but they all play golf, the guys in One Direction, and the influence that they could have, I'm surprised that golf hasn't latched onto them. I mean, one of them was at the Masters this year, caddying for Rory in the par 3 competition. He's Irish, and his name now escapes me. It's kill me, but anyway. Golf should be taking advantage of these people. I mean, they can make golf cool. I mean, if you look at, I'm not sure how many Twitter followers Jordan Spieth has. He's the world's number one golfer at the moment, but I guarantee you that each and every member of One Direction probably has 10 times as many Twitter followers. Golf should be making use of these people. That's the way forward. We've got to make it cool. We've got to get a younger demographic involved, and people like the guys in One Direction are the perfect vehicle for that.
I love it. That's a very good observation, because they can make it cool, and it is becoming cool. I you know, Top Golf attracts people to parties, and certainly it's just target golf. It's fun. It's like bowling golf. You know, you just have fun with it, but it gets people exposed, and maybe then they'll want to go and play some more. You know, it's
that's right. And we need to get away from the, you know, especially in this country, the old fuddy-duddy image of, you know, the dress restrictions and all these don'ts. There's far too many don'ts when you go into golf clubs. That kind of golf club has got to change in the 21st century.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Now, the Olympics coming up, and I have to close mentioning the win in Dubai. The Ladies European Tour played the Omega Masters women's. Shen Shen Feng won by, oh gosh, I don't know, 21 under. I'm having a hard time with math. Her closest competitor was 9 under par. That was, I think she's ready for Olympics. The Chinese like to have winners. I think they've got a winner in Shen Shen Feng.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I only wish that my interest level in the Olympics was heightened. It would have been heightened, I think, by a different format rather than just, you know, yet another 72-hole stroke play event with men and women separate. I think they could have had a lot of fun with some of the formats, you know, match play, mixed team, all kinds of stuff that they could have done with the Olympics. Unfortunately, I'm almost at the stage where I really don't care that much. And I want to care more than I do right now, but as I say, the format isn't exactly encouraging me to sit down and watch.
And I love how you said, yet another stroke play competition. You put it so perfectly. John Huggan, European correspondent, Golf World Magazine. I got delayed, and I apologize for having to cut the conversation short. It's always fun talking with you. Promise we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, my pleasure, anytime.
Thank you. Aloha. That's John Huggan, European correspondent for Golf World, golfdigest.com. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Hyundai Tournament of Champions, with one of the strongest fields ever, including number one player in the world, Jordan Spieth. Hey, and Jason Day. Hey, and Ricky Fowler. I mean, we've got this amazing bunch of guys coming over. And Davis Love III. Oh, Ryder Cup captain. Yeah. Okay, then. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. It's like when they go in and finish the exterior of your carport, your garage, however you describe it. It's a picture frame. It's perfect. I saw them do it. It's beautiful. It's Futuristone. Only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem, and they are so creative. There's the Ocean 9 and the Practice and Play. So you can go in the morning and play nine holes. They'll take you out to the back nine after you've warmed up on the practice facility. That's between 7 and 8:30. Or in the evening, you can practice and then go play the 3, 4, and 5, the first three holes. And that's like $30, okay? So go have some fun. Creative plumbing, whether you're building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing and Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian, Victory, Suzuki, Husqvarna Motorcycles, and they've got specials. The 12 days of Christmas underway at Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway, right next to Liliha Bakery. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.